Some of the world's most dangerous mountains show up in today's GeoQuiz. These peaks we'd like you to name are seriously steep. They belong to the 8,000-er club, meaning they're up above 8,000-meter or the 26,000-foot mark. So if you're an accomplished mountain climber, you probably know the name of this 34-mile stretch or massif in the Himalayas. Or perhaps you know a little Sanskrit. The mountain's name translates as the goddess of the harvests. That goddess may not be smiling about what's been going on there lately. We're talking multiple murders. Also, it involves something called Yarsugumba or Himalayan Viagra. We'll investigate the case and name the mountains in just about five. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our GeoQuiz today sent us in search of some mountains that straddle Nepal and Tibet. The answer is the Annapurna Range. There are small Buddhist communities in the shadow of Annapurna. As the BBC's Joanna Jolly reports, the traditional way of life there is being disrupted by something called Yarsugumba.
As the freezing night falls high in the Annapurna Mountains, Sanjay Gurung and his wife huddle around their fireside, preparing supper. I've come here to meet Sanjay because he's told me he can sell me some Yarsugumba, a rare substance found in this region. Sanjay has some because his son's collected it, but he's not happy handling it.
We believe it's a sin to trade in Yarsugumba. In our Buddhist culture, we're not supposed to even pick it. That's our tradition. My grandparents told me this, and I obey them. But the young generation is different. They don't believe in sin nor religion, so they're making money from it.
And this is Yarsugumba. Half of it is the yellowing, mummified caterpillar of the Himalayan bat moth, and the other half is a fungus that has grown out of it. For centuries, it's been prized as an aphrodisiac by the Chinese, and it grows here in the high pastures of the Himalayas. 1 kilo alone can fetch up to $10,000.
The medical properties are numerous.
Carol Dunham is a medical anthropologist. She says it's unclear exactly how Yarsugumba works, but it's well known as a powerful medicine.
Yarsugumba is known as a great aphrodisiac, very similar to Viagra. It's considered to be a great stimulant for men, and so it's considered to help men in that aspect. It's not an aphrodisiac for women.
For some, it's brought great wealth, but for others, great misery. In June 2009, seven outsiders who came to these mountains to pick Yarsugumba were murdered by a local mob, their bodies thrown into a deep mountain ravine. Nal Prasad Upadhyay was the police officer in charge of the investigation.
Two bodies we collected in a very difficult place. It was very difficult, and police used ropes to collect the two death bodies. And other five bodies we can't recover.
36 men from the village of Nar were arrested and are still waiting for a verdict. There isn't a prison big enough to hold them all, so they're being kept in a converted district education office. In the past few months, 17 men were let out on bail. The rest spend their time playing cards and depend on their relatives to bring them food.
I think my brother will be freed very soon. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Sama Sering's brother is one of those in jail. Every day she brings him supplies. Because most of the men from her village are in this jail, there's no one left to work.
There's no one to plough the field, so we haven't been able to grow anything for 2 years. Women who know how to do men's work are somehow managing, but most of them can't.
A verdict in the case of the Yarsugumba murders is expected in February. From March, the Yarsugumba picking season will start again, and hundreds of locals will scour the mountainsides, searching for the valuable drug, in the hope they'll make their fortune. But for many who live here, Yarsugumba is not a blessing, but a curse. And they remember the old Buddhist saying that it will bring nothing but bad luck.
That's the BBC's Joanna Jolly reporting from Nepal.